So welcome back. This Tuesday, Parshas Pikudei, and this Chinuch points out that there are no new mitzvos in Parshas Pikudei. We began several weeks ago Parshas Mishpatim, noting at the time that Mishpatim is incredibly rich with a wide variety of mitzvos, for many of which, the Sefer Chinuch has a lot to say in terms of the Sharashim, in terms of the philosophy and the Hashkafa of the mitzvah as well. So I want to take this opportunity to go back to Mishpatim, and that's hopefully an opportunity that we'll take from time to time, and turn our attention back to a foundational mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim. We're looking at Mitzvah Ayin Ches, Mitzvah 78. It's Mitzvahs HaToya Achar HaRabim, Acharei Rabim Lahatos, to tip following the Rabim. I want to take a look not only at the Shoresh, but at some of the opening description that the Sefer Chinuch has of this mitzvah. So let's take a look from the very beginning of the Mitzvah Ayin Ches, a little peek into the world of Psak, into some of the underlying concepts. Lintos Acher Rabim, from the top, Mitzvah Ayin Ches. Lintos Acher Rabim, we have a mitzvah to tip following the Rabim. Who? This means as follows: Kishipo machalokas ben hachachamim, bedid midinei haTorah kula. If there one ends up with a machlokas between various chachamim on some din or another, whether it's a large issue, kamo kein bedin prati, it might be about a concept, a machlokas what the din ought to be in concept, or it might be a din prati, a specific situation, kaloma, by which we mean to say not a the detail of halacha, but a particular scenario. For instance, you have two people who have a particular financial dispute. So whether it's a machlokas in learning what the din should be in principle, whether it's machlokas about a particular case, either way, there's a machlokas among the dayanim of the town, dayanim of the city. Kitsasam danan lechiv, kitsasam liftor. Some say A and some say B. Some say chayiv and some say pater. Lintos, acharov liolam. We have a mitzvah to follow the rov. Shenema acharabim latos. Ubebeyur amru zechorim levracha, ruba daraisa. Beferisha gemara, chulin yudalf amin olive, the rov is daraisa. Why does he quote that gemara? To prove this is a real mitzvah. In other words, to prove that this is a din d'oraisa that flows from this pasuk. The Gemara there is talking about the fact that in general we would rely on probabilities and numerical rov in pasuk and dinim, including dinim d'oraisa, based at least in part on the pasuk of acharei rabim lahatos. And certainly in terms of a machlokes between different poskim. There's a machlokas adjudicate this case. You have a two to one split on the din Torah, so you follow the two. Or a machlokas about what the din should be. Now, the Sefer Chinuch points out a very important caveat. Uvechiras rov zeh lefi hadome, hu b'sheshnei hakitos hacholkos, yodos b'chachmas haTorah b'shove. He says, it seems to me, and the Minchas Chinuch points out, that there are strong basis in the Gemara for what the Chinuch is telling us. This idea of following the Rov is when the two groups that are debating have equal knowledge of Torah, equal degrees of scholarship in Talmud Torah. Shein lomar shekas hachavim muetes lo tachriya kas burim meruba v'afilu ki yotzei Mitzrayim. Sefer Chinuch says we certainly wouldn't say that a small number of Talmud Chachamim have to yield to a large group of ignoramuses. I feel like Yotze Mitzrayim, even if the group is tremendous, hundreds of thousands. It says the whole medubar of Acher Abel Hatos is Hashvoy Sachachma, two groups of equal wisdom, equal scholarship in learning in Torah, or Bikarov, or maybe not equal, but at least close to one another, in the same league. Two groups of Mechacham in the same league. So then, Hodiasnu haTorah sheribu hadeis yaskimu liolam laemes yoser minamit. We're going to assume, and he says the logic is, number one, that we assume that assuming that the two parties in the debate are both Talmid Chacham of roughly equal measure, Talmid Chacham in the same league, then we will assume that the majority opinion is more likely to be, is most likely true. They're more likely to have arrived at the emes. So that on one level, he's telling us that we follow Rov Chachamim because it's a birur, because it's an indication of what the facts actually are. The machlokes are what the din should be, what's the correct way to interpret, what's the most reasonable way to interpret this pasuk. So we'll assume that the truth lies with the majority. And then, so that's important. You can file that away when you learn the sugi of Rov. It's interesting that he's understanding that even a Rov of Dayanim is assumed to be a way of gaining the facts. But then he goes on to say, what if you're going to tell me, but let's say I think they didn't derive the truth. I think the miut are correct. So the Sefer Chinuch goes on to write, Uvein sheyaskimu lemes. Oh, lo yaskimu lefidas ha-shomea. Whether the listener thinks that the Rov Rabbanim have interpreted correctly or incorrectly, hadin no saying, shalom nasur midarach harov. Either way, the halacha expects that I'm going to follow the rov, even if my personal opinion is otherwise. And then he goes on to say that there's one exception. There's one case where we follow rov even without equal chachma on both sides. Mashani omer ki bechiras harov liolam. I told you we follow Rov only when the two groups of Talmid Chachamim who are debating the issue are in the same league. When there's Shavos b'chochma sa'emes, ki chein nomar b'chol makam chutz min haSanhedrin. That's true, except in the Sanhedrin. Behem lo nedakdek b'hiyosam cholkin ezo kas yodas yosam. If the machlok is within the Sanhedrin agadol, the Supreme Court of 71, then we don't begin to assess, well, are the two sides of equal measure. Li'olam nasaka devrov mehem. In the Sanhedrin, we always follow the rov. Why? Shehem hayu b'cheshbon mechuyim min haTorah. This is a halachically defined number, a halachically defined group, Sanhedrin. Ki ilu tzibz haTorah b'feirish acherov shel elu tasu kol yonechem. That's explicit. Once you deal with Sanhedrin, then we don't look at the relative level of the different sides. Number one, because that's the rule. Number two, came kulam hayu chacham gedolim. They were all great chacham. And at that point, we're no longer going to differentiate. But if it's outside of a formal Sanhedrin hagadol, then we are going to look at the two sides. Sefer Chinuch is clear. The first question is, are the two sides arguing of the same league? If not, we'll follow the superior group of Chachamim, superior quality. And if qualitatively they are of the same league, then the second approach is quantitative approach. Let's follow the Rov. And now let's dig deeper into the why of this question of Psak. Misharashe Mitzvazu, the third paragraph. In the Sefer HaChinuch, we're continuing Mitzvah Ayin Ches, Mitzvah 78. Misharashay Mitzvah Zu. What are some of the roots of this mitzvah? What are we supposed to draw from this? What's the philosophy behind this mitzvah of following the Rov? Why is this so important? Shenitztavinu bezeh lechazek kiyum taseinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, acharam lahatos, in order to reinforce the durability of our religion. What would have been the alternative? How else could HaKadosh Baruch Hu have structured the halachic system? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu have just said directly, here are the mitzvahs, here's my Torah, and figure it out and follow it. That would have meant, without this added structure of a Beis Din of Rov Chachamim, if here are the mitzvahs, I need to follow them properly. Well, what's properly? Kasher tuchu hasig kavanas amitasa, as you understand the authentic appreciation of what the Torah is driving at. Well, then, as Sefer Chinuch writes, kol echad v'echad miYisrael yomar daiti no sena shamitas inim ploni kenu. Each Jew will say, "Well, I think that this topic means this. I think that that topic means that. Were it not for the mitzvah, acharam lahatos, then the din would require that even if I'm the last man standing, I'm a das yachid, everyone thinks the opposite of me. Were it not, hypothetically speaking, if there were not to be a mitzvah of acharam lahatos, then each Jew would be obligated, absolutely obligated, to keep mitzvahs according to his understanding. Everyone disagrees, but if I'm convinced that this is what the mitzvah means, I'm not only allowed to, I would have been obligated to follow my own understanding. That's not true. That's not the case, because the Torah told us acharam lahatos. But hypothetically, had the Torah not told us acharam lahatos, then each Jew would have been obligated to follow Torah according to his own honest interpretation. This would have been terribly destructive. It would be 1,000 different Torahs, 1,000,000 different Torahs. Each Jew would practice halacha according to his own understanding, even if his understanding is impoverished. And what would be? That would be incredibly fragmenting. That would have been, again, hypothetically, had the Torah not had this mitzvah, acharam lahatos. So because without acharam lahatos, things would have been so fragmented, even when people all mean well, that's why, in order to avoid this type of fragmentation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu included one of the meta-halachic principles, the principles that govern how halacha operates, is acharam lahatos. Achshav, now, shebeferish nistavinu lekabel ba, das rov chachamim, now that the Torah included one of the operational rules of halacha, you have all these mitzvahs, and we're supposed to keep these mitzvahs, kefi rov chachamim, to follow the majority opinion. So you know what this is going to accomplish? Yesh Torah achas lekulanu, v'hu kiyumenu gadol ba. We have a more unified approach to halacha. There's still machlokas, but a more unified approach to halacha, and that is makes it far more durable. Ein lanu lazuz midai tavima. We have to follow the dasra of chachamim, wherever it goes. Again, as he said before, number one, the das of the greatest chachamim, and if the two sides are both of equal greatness, then the majority opinion. Why? And there are two levels here. Again, it said in the previous paragraph, this particular system will ensure a greater kavanah el ha'emes. If we're following the greatest chachamim, and a dissension among equally great chachamim, we're following the rov, we're likely to arrive at the most accurate interpretation of halacha. Now he's including a second element, which is having any heuristic, having any method in place group decision making, having something that's not merely individualistic, will already accomplishes that there's more achdus and more unity in terms of how Jews are keeping Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose a heuristic in order to reduce the fragmentation. Specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the heuristic of Rav Chachamim because of his efficacy, because it's going to optimize our chances of practicing halacha properly. So that's why he says, "V'chein ba'aso sein." But he says, even in a situation where they made a mistake, "Ba'aso seinu mitzvasam anu mashlim mitzakel." If I follow Rav Chachamim, I have done what God wants. I have fulfilled Ritzon Hashem. Afilu im lo yechavenu levam chachamim la'emes chayla. Even if on occasion the Chachamim will have misunderstood the din, and they'll give a psak that's incorrect, that's on them. That's on them that they gave an incorrect psak. But I, a Jew, who's following the psak of Rav Chachamim, again, either the greatest of the Chachamim or else among equally great Chachamim, Rav Chachamim, I'm doing Ritzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me this is how halacha is practiced. Halacha is practiced using the operational principle of Acher Am Lahatos. So if I followed, authentically, genuinely followed Acher Am Lahatos, I have done the right thing. That's a fascinating idea. How does he know that? How does he know that? How does he know? Then let's close with this. Let's close with two ideas. Number one, the end of this paragraph. How does he know that if I follow the Rav Chachamim, I, a private personal Jew, have done the right thing? And if the Chacham gave an incorrect psak, but I truly sought out the greatest Chachamim and the Rove of the greatest Chachamim, that I have done no wrong? He says it's a pasuk in Chumash and Mishnayos and Harayos. Excuse me. V'zehu ha'inyan sha'amru zechorom l'racha b'harayos. This is what Chazal teach us in Maseches Harayos. Bezin she'tov b'horav asa yachid apiyem. If a bezin gave an incorrect psak, a psak in error, and an individual follows what they said, heim b'chiyav ha'karbon, lo ha'yachid klal. It's their chiyav karbon, not my chiyav karbon. Zulasi b'tzad mufrash m'sham, except in certain specific situations as outlined there. And the Sefer Chinuch appears to be referring to, and this is how this footnote understands, if footnote Zion, he's referring to a case where you have Rov Yisrael. If the majority of the Jewish people, the majority of the Jewish inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, followed the erroneous psak of Beis Din, there's a chatas hatzibur. Instead of each individual Jew bringing carbon chatas, the tzibur brings a single chatas hatzibur, a par. Par he'elam davar shel tzibur. And it appears that the Sefer HaChinuch's understanding of that is that it's primarily a carbon for the Sanhedrin more than a carbon for the individual Jews who followed, who practiced based on the Sanhedrin. So that's a fascinating idea. My chiyuv, every Jew strives to be Oved Hashem. Every Jew strives to do what's right. Every Jew strives to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. So in principle, that's the Tariq Mitzvahs. In practice, in terms of implementation, it's going to be Tariq Mitzvahs as interpreted by Gedolei Chacham, as interpreted by Rav Chacham. And if I have followed their interpretation, I have done the right thing. That's the power of a heuristic. And again, as Sefer Chinuch said before, if the Torah wouldn't have given me an operational principle, then every Jew would have been mechuyev to follow his own interpretation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's not what I want. I want you to follow Acher Am Lahatos. And that's how you're going to practically practice halacha. And this is a part of the concept, with this we close, of Loba Shamayim Hi. What the Tanaim derived from the Pasuk in Chumash. The very end of Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu reminds Jewish people that Torah is not in heaven. So Rabbi Yeshua and others understood what that means is not that Torah is accessible. It's easier to learn Torah than to jump to the sky. But that metaphor is particularly apt because it means that Torah is accessible in the sense that it's up to us to figure out how to pasken. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to give the Torah in a two-part fashion, Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Not every last detail is written down. And Kadosh Baruch Hu built in, therefore, the concept of Loba Shamayim, that it's up to the Chachmei HaTorah, Shebichol Dar V'Dar, to use their best efforts to honestly, genuinely, authentically, with reverence, with Yir Shamayim, with incredible scholarship of Torah, and of the contents of Torah, and of the tools of Torah, the Midrash HaTorah and Dreshes Bahen, to seek to do their best to figure out what is the Torah saying? What is the din in this case? What is the Hashkafas HaTorah in this case? What are the deus of Torah in this case? What are the Sharashim in this scenario? And it's on the Chachmei HaTorah Shebichol Dar V'Dar to do their honest best at interpreting the Torah accurately, to seek to discover Ritzon Hashem as he conveyed to us with his Torah. Let's lo b'shamayim here. And the other side of the coin is Acher Am Lahatos. It's on humans are expected to interpret the Torah, and specifically, through this decision-making heuristic of Acher HaMahat, the Rov HaChamim of Gedol HaChamim. I want to thank you so much for calling in. Looking forward to speaking later on. Kyle, to have a marvelous, marvelous day.